For the Record continues from KUFR in Salt Lake City. I'm Christy Lauder, your host for the next quarter hour. Our topic for this Saturday will be on the Mormonism Research Ministry, which is a Christian organization. Our special guest for this segment of For the Record is Bill McKeever, who is the director. Bill, we want to thank you for joining us on today's program.
It's good to be with you. Thank you.
Can you start by telling our audience that's not familiar with your organization what it is you do?
Well, we're a Christian organization that began in 1979, primarily as an information outlet for not only the body of Christ, but also for Latter-day Saints who might want to understand a little more clearly the background and teachings of the LDS Church. We kind of have a twofold approach. We're both an apologetic organization as well as a missionary organization. And what I mean by that is we definitely want to study this topic in an in-depth manner so that we can be effective in our dialogue with Latter-day Saints, but also we want to take what we've learned and what we've researched and take it to the Latter-day Saints and discuss these issues with them. We've been doing this, I'd say, since 1979, and although my study in Mormonism really goes back to when I became a Christian in 1973, growing up in Southern California and being friends with a lot of Latter-day Saints, naturally, when I became a Christian, they were all curious as to why I did that and what I was believing, and as we started discussing some doctrinal issues, it became very clear to me that there were some significant differences between our faiths, and it just piqued my curiosity. I started buying Mormon books, started researching their own material, books written by their general authorities, by their leaders, and the more I studied, the more concerned I became, and it kind of evolved into what it is today.
Now, you talk about that when you first started out. How did that affect them? Were you sharing what you were learning with them?
Oh, absolutely. We had some great talks, and they were very open to discuss these issues. I have found that as long as you show a genuine concern for the Mormon people and you have some real sincere questions and you want to talk about some of these differences, I have found that most Mormons are more than open to want to discuss these things. I've never really had a whole lot of problems with that, as long as they see that you have a genuine concern for them and for what they would consider to be truth. I've always been very upfront when I talk with Latter-day Saints. I don't have to play games with them and make it sound like I really don't know anything about them in order to draw information from them. And over the years, I've had great conversations with not just Mormon lay people, but also Mormon missionaries.
Yeah, see, that's fantastic, because I think a lot of people are afraid to approach that. They don't know how to approach it.
That's true, and that's one of the reasons why we really felt to do something as far as what we do at Mormonism Research Ministry is to actually help people be better acquainted with documented evidence showing what Mormon leaders have actually taught on these issues. And here's what's interesting, Chrissy, is lots of times, as you can imagine, we get a lot of email from Mormons who go to our site and automatically will stereotype it as some kind of anti-Mormon group. And what's interesting is I can never get a good definition of what an anti-Mormon is from most Latter-day Saints. Usually what it boils down to is you're given that dubious distinction just because you happen to disagree with what Mormons believe. And I think sometimes as Christians we can tend to even use that to our advantage, because I was talking to some Mormons down in Manti several years ago, and I heard a couple guys talking about a Christian girl who was talking to a group of Mormons, and she had her Bible open, and one of them said to the other that she was an anti-Mormon. So I kind of butted in the conversation. I says, you know, I keep hearing that phrase. What is an anti-Mormon? Just kind of playing along with us to see what their definition was. And it was interesting because just about every definition they tried to give, if you just turned it around a little bit, it could go against the Mormons. I mean, if it's someone who disagrees with Mormonism, then wouldn't it also mean that if a Mormon disagrees with Christian theology, then that would make them anti-Christian?
Absolutely.
No Mormon wants to be labeled that way. There really, in my opinion, aren't a whole lot of real anti-Mormons out there. I am first to admit that I am against Mormonism because I think it's a system of theology and belief that is robbing a lot of very sincere religious Latter-day Saints from an assurance that only the true gospel can give them for their salvation. But I am not against Mormons at all, and I think that's what's really unfortunate, is because when they place that kind of label on you, for many Mormons, it automatically closes the door to want to listen to anything more that you might have to say. And that's sad. But I think the reason that the Mormons keep using that is because it works. It's great dissident control.
Right. Maybe that's been learned down the line also.
Oh, yeah. I would have to think it has, because it's surprising that the email that I get, there's always this pattern in how it's worded. Like, why would you spend so much time condemning another faith. Well, here's what's interesting. I may critique the LDS faith, and I do disagree with it, but why is it? And this is what I ask a lot of Latter-day Saints that write me. I says, why are you so upset that I am quoting your leaders and allowing the world to read what your leaders have said? I would think that you would be happy that I'm doing that. Wouldn't you be proud of what they said? If you really believe what they've taught, then by all means, defend them. If you don't agree with what they've taught, then maybe it's up to them to maybe search for another church.
Now, you put out a newsletter, the Mormonism Research publication, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that and when it goes out.
It goes out every other month. It's free of charge. We put them on automatically for a year, and if we hear from them within the year, they don't have to support. We just want to know that they want the information. We certainly don't want it lining bird cages or anything like that. And they write back. We'll put them on for 2 years. But it just has a lot of interesting articles dealing with certain aspects of Mormonism. Sometimes we put in some, like, witnessing tips, things to bring up, things not to bring up, what you should say, what you shouldn't say sometimes, and also bits of Mormon history that most people probably are not aware of.
Yeah, see, now that comes in handy, so that's great, because like I said earlier, that's what is hard is the approach.
Exactly.
So having tips, that would be fantastic. Mm-hmm. Now, I see in your current issue that you mentioned a decline in the overall growth rate of the Mormon Church. Why is that, you think?
Well, I've kind of had a theory about this. I think a lot of this, if you look at the statistics and how the numbers have been static for at least, about since 1990, the Internet started really coming to prominence around the mid-1990s. We've had MRM.org on the web since late 1995, early 96. And I really think that's probably part of the problem. One thing that I have found in my travels, not only across the United States, but across the world, that even in some of the poorest countries, most people can get access to the Internet. Even though they may not own a computer, the Internet cafes, like when I was in Africa, I was just amazed at how crowded they were. And I really think that a lot of people are starting to become real savvy as to what Mormon doctrine really is. No longer does the individual have to rely on how much their friend, who happens to be Latter-day Saints, might personally know. They can actually go to some of these websites, and I think Christians or even non-Christians that are interested in Mormonism are starting to realize that here's these websites all saying basically the same thing, pointing to the same references, quoting the same general authorities. And after a while, they start to see that this isn't just some wild accusation that was pulled out of nowhere, that there's a pattern of consistency here, so there must be some validity to the statements these guys are making, that they must have been actually made by these people. And I think when a person has the opportunity to examine this privately, in the privacy of their own home, without worrying about whether the Mormon mailman knows that they're getting material from some organization, I think this really helps to enlighten people as to what this doctrine of Mormonism is really all about. And I think that is what's causing a lot of the problems. This information that is getting out, it's almost impossible for the Mormon Church to stop it now. Just too much out there. And I really think that's starting to have a great effect, not only on keeping people from joining the church, but it's also having an effect on people who are in the church. I was speaking at a conference in England a few years ago, and a young woman came up to me and said that our website was instrumental in bringing her out of the Mormon Church. She was hearing some of these things. She got on the web. She started checking it out. She happened to come to our website, was one of many, and she said she was just amazed at what she was reading and started checking out the references, found out that our quotes were in context. She was appalled by some of the things that her leaders had taught, and she did something about it. She realized it couldn't be true, and she left the Mormon faith and found a personal relationship in Christ.
See, that's amazing, and you're right, too. Like you said, knowing that the mailman's not watching what you
right.
receive in the mail. So the computer has given us that freedom, hasn't it?
It has.
So that has definitely helped a lot there. Now, there's a lot of information or talk about the LDS Church actually moving to a more orthodox position. Do you believe that's actually happening?
Well, I'm not encouraged by that yet. My study of Mormonism is primarily what's coming out in church manuals, what's being said in church conferences that we know are twice a year, and looking at the books that Mormon leaders are actually writing. And I'm not seeing that kind of a pattern developing. I know that there are some BYU professors that are saying some things that seem to encourage some of my colleagues. But even some of those, when you really look at what these guys from BYU are saying, they're not turning their back on Mormonism. They're still just as Mormon as they always were. It's just that they've been clever enough to couch their words a little bit differently. And I think that's giving a lot of optimism to friends of mine, but I guess after, you know, 3 decades of studying this, I'm just not overly excited yet. I would love to see that happen. I would love to see this bottom-up kind of change happening. But I just don't see it. I really don't. When I read books that are put out by some of these guys, especially one of the big movers and shakers now, of course, is Robert Millet. Reading his book, A Different Jesus, I'm sorry, but when I read this book, I read the same old heretical things I've been reading in Mormon books for 30 years. I don't see that much difference. He still teaches a lot of the things that are very problematic. He still espouses doctrinal heresies that have always kept Mormonism out of the mainstream. And what's interesting is when you listen to statements made, for instance, by Gordon Hinckley in conference and stuff like that, when Gordon Hinckley himself makes a statement just a few years ago when he says, those who observe us say that we are moving into the mainstream of religion. We are not changing, he said. The world's perception of us is changing, but we teach the same doctrine.
I think
Christians need to listen to what they're saying when they say this. This is the top guy. And unless you want to say he's lying, you're going to have to take his word for it. And he's saying we're not changing.
Right.
And if that's what he says, I'm going to have to go with that. And until I see anything differently, and unfortunately, I'm not.
Yeah, and like you said, it's the perception, because that can be different just by whoever's interpreting it.
Exactly.
Now, what do you believe is the most important difference between the LDS Church and Christianity?
Well, definitely, I think our view of who God is and the Godhead is a major difference. A religion is defined, really, by the God that religion worships. And if the Mormon leaders have admitted that the God of Christianity is a false God, a made-up God at the Council of Nicaea, then I think we need to take that to heart. They are definitely making it clear that their God is not the same as ours. Now, this is what LDS leaders have said. Now, I hear lay people insist, oh, no, we all worship the same God. Well, I don't know how that can be, because as a Christian, I've never worshipped a God who was once a man. I don't worship a God who has a body of flesh and bones. I don't worship a God who became God at a particular point in time. And of course, these are all major attributes given to the God of Mormonism. So certainly we would have a problem there. But I think just as important, too, is we have a difference in what we view as far as what is required for salvation. The Mormon view of salvation, their soteriology, is also vastly different than what has been accepted historically by Christians.
A lot of information.
A lot.
And that's what you cover in your newsletter, though, too, correct?
We do, and also on our website. We have a lot of articles on our website.
What is your web address?
It's www.mrm.org.
And that's the best place for somebody to go to sign up for the newsletter.
They can. There's a form there, and they can fill out the form, and we can send them out a copy of it. And it comes with a little card. If they like what they're reading and they want to get it regularly, just mail a little card back to us, and we put them on.
And what about a phone number?
They can call us, 801-572-2153.
Okay, great. So just in case anybody doesn't have computer access, and I think that's the best way to learn. And before we close, how would you suggest somebody, if they have a Mormon neighbor or friend, what's the best way to approach it? To start out.
Always ask questions. I have found, in my experience, to never accuse a Mormon of believing anything, even though it should be the most basic thing a Mormon should believe. I find that Mormons are not cookie cutters of each other, and that a lot of Mormons are not all that well-educated about what they believe on certain issues. So I always ask questions. Find out where that Mormon individual is on a certain issue and take it from there, but never assume anything.
And like you said, most are receptive and responsive, correct?
In my experience, yes. I don't usually have a whole lot of problems with talking with Mormons about these issues, because they're issues that they hold dear, and a lot of them I find want to talk to them. Now, if I come off very abrasive or obnoxious, I can understand why they would be reluctant, but that's not my approach. I don't do it that way.
No, so that's the best thing to do. But for anybody that is curious out there, like I suggest, starting with the newsletter. And Bill, can you give them the website one more time and the phone number?
It's mrm.org. mrm.org, and there's a form there they can fill out if they want to get the newsletter.
Okay, and the phone number?
801-572-2153.
All right, great. So a lot of great information. Again, our special guest has been Bill McKeever, who is director of the Mormonism Research Ministry. And Bill, we want to thank you so much for taking your valuable time out to speak with us today.
I'm glad to.
And that is going to wrap up today's For the Record. I'm Christy Lauder, and thanks again for joining us.